Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Texas Blues bringing us back. Little ZZ Top there. That's Billy on guitar. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. And we update it every day just for you. Having a great visit with our good friend Anita Rosen, celebrating her 10th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. And you know, Anita, in the radio, in the radio world, the 10th anniversary, you know what the gift is, right?
I have no idea. Oh, I'm getting a gift?
Yeah, it's email. You know, in weddings, it's like, you know, diamonds and silver and gold and things like that. In the 10th anniversary, an email in radio is an email. So and you got that yesterday. So happy anniversary, Anita. We're talking
well,
about.
Thank you so much.
I know you'll cherish it always. We're talking about social media and small business. So talk to us some more about what you've learned about this.
The other thing is there's a couple things that, as I was saying, I have some. On my personal side of my life, I run some pages. You can run a page on Facebook, which you can post information, and then the people that sign up for that page get that information.
Right.
So that can be a nice service that you provide. It can also, you know, and if you're sending emails out to people, that's great. You can also through that. Through either side, emails or your Facebook page, you can put offers.
Let me stop you for a second, because see, what you just described is not, the focus was not on any particular platform. It's about building community.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter what platform you use, email, texting, Facebook, Twitter. It's all about, because let me tell you something, Anita, I've said this for 3 years now. We may not care about Facebook 3 years from now or Twitter 3 years from now, but we'll still care about building customer communities.
So one thing, like you said, oh, God, I've spent all this time putting together this email list, and now you're telling me to abandon it? No. Whatever you send out to the email list, just set up a Facebook page, and it will only take you another, 2 minutes to put the same information. Mm-hmm. And then you might want to test out those different groups. You might want to test out by doing a special offer, 10% off of scarves, you know, mm-hmm. whatever. As the restaurant I went to, you know, one free drink, you know, and you can find out how many people are actually on Facebook paying attention, because they'll have to come in with their Facebook offer
mm-hmm.
or email. You know, print out this email if you want the one free drink.
Try one week,
try the other. See if it's the same group of people or see if there's a different group of people.
And if you've got a business that's not a restaurant, something else, some other kind of another type of Main Street business, maybe you just want to give them information on, like you said, with your gardening group. You're not trying to sell it. If you were a gardening small business and they wanted to join your community, they would not come in there offering to sell stuff. They'd come in there offering content on how to be a better gardener. And it's coming from the company that also can sell stuff. And people get it, don't they? They put that together.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, like Master Gardeners is out of state.
Mm-hmm.
For us, it's out of UC Davis. But we put together tips that are for the local area, and then we have classes. So that's what we put up there, is tips and classes and what's going on. And so people that are into gardening get this information.
Mm-hmm. And if you're a business that is interested in those, if that's your profile customer, then those are the kinds of communities you should be joining, not just your own stuff, not just your own community, your own Facebook, Twitter pages or whatever, but other groups. And be active in those groups. Let somebody help you. Let an employee help you with this. Maybe an intern to stay active in those groups, to contribute to those groups. What do you think, Anita?
Definitely. You know, where your people are, you should be there. And it's not like you have to sit there. I mean, one of the things I've, you know, small businesses are so busy. They're like, Yikes. You mean you want me to be up on Twitter saying, finding like a tweet a day? What am I going to come up with and say every single day?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, are you sending out, are you currently sending out emails to customers with tips? You know, if you're not, and that's not how your business works, then you don't have to change that piece of your business. The other thing that I've noticed, though, is if you're going to people on their consumer side,
mm-hmm.
they want to talk to you on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to people in the office, they don't want to talk to you on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to know where
those
you're
coming
from.
Those are different communities.
Those are very different communities.
So you got to
find
keep
out
up
where
with
your
all that,
community
folks.
Is.
That's the challenging part is you got a lot of different communities than you had 20 years ago. ReadyGo.com is Anita Rosen's website. Anita, thanks for 10 great years. Come back real soon.
Oh, my pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.